In the town that Fish built, just as the summer fishing season kicks into higher gear, Murkowski heard a long list of concerns and questions from the commercial fishing and seafood processing industry. High School Seafood's Chris Norris asked about the future of the J-1 visa program that allows foreign students to work seasonal jobs in fish processing facilities like those in Petersburg and others around the state. The U.S. State Department was planning to end that program this year, but granted an extension for the summer. Murkowski thought there was hope because of that extension.
The simple fact that we were able to get them to allow for a bit of a reprieve for the summer demonstrated to me that they were actually paying attention to some of the comments that were out there.
The State Department issued 4,700 J-1 visas last year in Alaska. Murkowski thought it would take more public support to secure a continuation of the program beyond this year. Another local fish processor, Wendell Gilbert of Tonka Seafoods, told the senator his company is interested in expanding into new fisheries.
Such as
flounder, such as shrimp again, mm-hmm. such as perhaps kelp. Or seaweeds, but there's a lot of different markets that aren't being explored very much here yet. And we'd really like to do that because we're a smaller operator. We don't have to be invested in a huge amount of money into these smaller projects and get them off the ground. So it's one thing we can do.
Gilbert's comments sparked a familiar discussion in the fishing community, the impact of reintroduced sea otters on many commercially harvested seafood species. Murkowski said she wanted to try and help increase the native harvest of sea otters.
You know, I look at this as an issue where you've got a species that has been introduced that is still considered to be threatened, and the only thing that is threatened is every other thing on the below the food chain there, because the sea otter is not threatened. Whether it is possible to get the sea otter out from under the protection of the Marine Mammal Protection Act. Tough to do because the things are so darn cute. You probably don't think of them as cute anymore.
Otters were reintroduced to Southeast by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game 50 years ago after being hunted to near extinction in the region a century ago. They're a protected species, and Alaska natives are seeking a loosening of the restrictions for harvest and sale of otter pelts. Julianne Curry, outgoing executive director for the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, wanted to see a change in the law that's designed to conserve threatened and endangered animals.
Because the Marine Mammal Protection Act isn't built to be able to deal with populations once they increase. And here in Alaska, but especially in Southeast, we have increasing sea otter populations, humpback whale populations, sperm whale populations, killer whale populations, and sea lion populations. And there's nothing built in place to help once things start to get out of control and the populations get too large.
A number of the people at the fishing roundtable reinforced the concern over sea otter impacts. The Icicle Seafood's fleet manager, Randy Lantine, told the senator that the expanding sea otter population is limiting diversification of Petersburg's fishing fleet.
If the otters are able to take away, say we lose the Dungeness fishery, that's a big part of the small boat fleet, their opportunity to make money through the year. It's also a big part of our employees that are year-round Petersburg residents who rely on those bits and pieces of processing work to be able to afford to stay here as fuel costs go up, all these other things.
Other concerns were over Coast Guard vessel safety compliance and vessel discharge permitting. Murkowski noted a new piece of legislation, the Vessel Incidental Discharge Act, introduced last month by Alaska Democrat Mark Begich. The bill would define and exempt from other permit requirements deck wash, ballast, and other discharges incidental to the normal operation of a vessel in U.S. waters.
It's got 8 co-sponsors on the bill right now. We're looking to see if it can be included as part of Coast Guard authorization or how we might be able to move this. But I think we recognize that this is something that needs to be addressed.
The senator also said Alaska's salmon catch was facing renewed competition from farm fish and a new possible competitor in genetically engineered fish.
The reputation of Alaska's wild, mm-hmm. wild salmon, wild fish, it really is understood now, and that has helped us dramatically. I think we're up against some increased pressure though now. You've got the farm market that has really come back quite aggressively coming out of South America. Again, you know, they had their problems with the disease, and they're back. And I think that we're seeing that start to impact the price.
Murkowski said the delegation was unsuccessful in passing an amendment on genetically modified fish in a recent Food and Drug Administration bill, but she vowed to keep trying. Trident Seafoods Petersburg plant manager Dave Ulmer asked for relief from federal bookkeeping requirements and regulations.
It goes on and on, the way the government is more and more affecting us and making it more and more difficult. In the processing business, it's very clear. I mean, documentation, it's unbelievable, the level of documentation. For fishermen who are not prepared to do it, it's growing at the same level.
Ulmer said the state government takes a much more reasonable approach to regulations on fishing and businesses. Murkowski encouraged him and anyone else to provide her office with specific examples of unreasonable government regulation. The senator also met with city, school, hospital, and civic leaders to discuss economic development during her time in Petersburg. She also toured new and completed construction projects and met with local law enforcement about illegal narcotics in the community. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.